The following program is a production of St. Peter the Rock Media and is brought to you by you. If you like it, consider making a donation and supporting Catholic radio programming on AM 1260 The Rock.
Go to am1260therock.com and click on the orange donate button.
AM 1260 The Rock and the Catholic Diocese of Cleveland proudly present Where We Worship. This 30-minute locally produced program highlights Northeast Ohio's Catholic parishes and institutions, their rich histories, and what they do to meet the spiritual needs of those they serve. Now here's your host, Bob Tayak.
Welcome to Where We Worship, a program highlighting parishes and Catholic institutions throughout Northeast Ohio, with the intention of offering you insight and understanding on the importance of community in our Catholic faith. Well, this program is sponsored in part by the Catholic Diocese of Cleveland. And the U.S. Conference of Catholic Bishops best describes the parish as the place where the church lives. Parishes are communities of faith, of action, and of hope. And they're where the gospel is proclaimed and celebrated. And parishes are the home of the Christian community. They are the heart of the church. And why are they essential to our relationship with God? One only needs to turn to Scripture. In his letter to the Hebrews, St. Paul writes, "We must consider how to rouse one another to live and do good works, and we should not stay away from our assembly, as is the custom of some, but encourage one another, and this all the more, as you see the day drawing near." Well, today on Where We Worship, we feature a parish which ranks as the fourth oldest in the Diocese of Cleveland and the first established in Akron in the year 1837, St. Vincent. Yes, founded in 1837, St. Vincent can be described as a true Akron institution on West Market Street, just off downtown. When Bishop John Purcell of the Archdiocese of Cincinnati founded St. Vincent in December of 1837, he traveled to Akron, where he said Mass in a log cabin and urged the predominantly Irish Catholic population to build a church and school. Well, today, nearly 186 years later, St. Vincent remains an active parish and an educational facility serving Akron with the vibrant ministries and traditions. And this is your host, Bob Tayak, and joining me on Where We Worship, the pastor of St. Vincent in Akron, Father Norm Douglas. And welcome, Father Norm.
Hey, it's good to be here. And I want to add, I'm not the fourth oldest pastor in the diocese.
You sure?
So, yes.
You sure? Okay. Well, we'll make that clear, of course. But Father Norm, this is a rich history at St. Vincent, a parish known throughout Greater Akron for its influence in the community.
Yes.
You think that's a good assessment?
Oh, absolutely. It's near downtown. It's had an influence in the business community, and it was the start of many other parishes that became daughter parishes from St. Vincent.
Oh, is that right? So yes. It actually was a base point.
Oh, yes.
It. Wow. From a historical perspective, the parish evolved from that early log cabin, yes, liturgy to the prominent stone facade, which has been present now for a long time, correct?
Right. That stone facade was actually built in finished in 1867. They started it during the Civil War, but because of issues of manpower to be able to build and because the war and not munitions around, they had to postpone, but they didn't give up. They went through the war, and as soon as they got done, they were back there finishing that church.
Really quite a piece of history. Catholic education and schools, priority almost from the beginning, if
yes,
I read
yes.
my history correctly, with the creation, in fact, eventually of St. Vincent High School even.
Yes. Oh, yes. Again, it started with the grade school, and that was important in the very earliest of days. I think it was the first Catholic school in the area, and that was in 1853. And so going back and then many years later, but not that far long later, the high school program developed in 1907. So some history there. And I love to look at the yearbooks and the bulletins. It's fascinating.
It has to be. You know, I always like to ask as well about the role of women religious, important in the establishment of St. Vincent and in Catholic education, of course, and that tradition. What orders of sisters had been
involved?
Well,
it's interesting. There's many orders that over that period of time, just to mention them, Sisters of the Holy Cross from South Bend, Sisters of Notre Dame from Chardon, our own diocese, Sisters of St. Joseph in Baden, Pennsylvania, Servants of the Immaculate Heart of Mary, and then the ones I've known probably for the last 7 or 80 years, Sisters of St. Dominic of Akron, where their mother house is right further down West Market Street.
Right, right down Our Lady of the Elms.
Yes,
and that area. The St. Vincent campus has been reshaped, I'm sure, many times, although, as you referenced, the fact that stone facade going back post-Civil War is still evident, but the campus has changed. I mean, you've really had a lot of dimensions of construction, right?
Well, sure, and even when they began, you know, you had a small school for that in the early days in the 1850s, and eventually, oh, three or four times, they built onto the school, the grade school, and they added a high school in the early 1900s. And then that high school stood for many decades anyway, and then there was a situation where it looked like there would be a value of bringing together the Pear School High School from St. Mary's in Akron, nearby, and the St. Vincent High School. And so in 1972, they built a combination that actually opened in 1974, St. Vincent St. Mary High School. And I need to mention that it started because it was at the grounds of St. Vincent, because some people do ask me, they said, wait a second, shouldn't St. Mary be first? She's a more important saint than St. Vincent. I said, yes, this is more historical thing. We definitely agree with you.
Right. It's interesting to me in that for those who wouldn't know the landscape of Akron, yes. St. Mary's not very far away, really,
no.
from St. Vincent,
no.
right in the immediate downtown there.
Right, and we were a mother parish to them. They were at the southern end of what was originally the property of St. Vincent.
Wow, well, very interesting. Over the years, Akron became the home of several major evangelical churches, prominent televangelists, and so forth. How has St. Vincent been able to continue serving the Catholic population? You know, because that became a major,
sure.
We'd always hear that about Akron.
You know, it's like,
oh, it's all the televangelists.
Yeah, and I think, although we wouldn't have got all the attention, I think, for starters, just an understanding of not putting those churches down in any way, but saying that our own church, Catholic Church, going back to the beginning, centered in Eucharist, not only good preaching. Is the preaching important? Yes. But I think our whole Catholic understanding is so is that real presence of Christ in the Eucharist, which we're emphasizing today, and many people being drawn to that and appreciating what that means, that you can have a great preacher, but without that, you're missing the very reality of Christ becoming a part of you. The other thing, too, is we recognize, which was good from the evangelical churches, that we needed more and more be emphasizing Jesus Christ and a relationship with Christ. We started having various retreats, missions, seminars, to really help Catholic people to have that greater sense of, well, I like to speak of the Trinity, the God the Father, Jesus Christ, and what it means to accept Him as Lord and Savior of your life, and the Holy Spirit, what it means to open up and be transformed by that Spirit. So that, too, enriched a lot of people along with Eucharist.
Very good, very good. When we return, St. Vincent in Akron, with a great spiritual and educational tradition on Where We Worship on AM 1260, The Rock. You're listening to Where We Worship on AM 1260 St. Peter the Rock Radio, with a special thanks to the Diocese of Cleveland for support of this program. This is your host, Bob Tayak, with a message for our listeners. Are you a digital subscriber to the weekly email newsletter provided by the Diocese of Cleveland? Well, right before the weekend begins, the Diocese delivers a series of updates and stories from ministries throughout Northeast Ohio, as well as Bishop Edward Mielecek's Gospel Reflection for that Sunday. Now, be sure to visit dioceseofcleveland.org and click on the subscriber box that pops onto your screen. And now, as our interview continues with the pastor of St. Vincent de Paul in Akron, Father Norm Douglas. Father Norm, I'm not sure that the people of the Diocese of Cleveland are aware of the tradition of the Catholic Church in active parishes, faithful practicing Catholics, strong support of the Church and its many activities, programs, and organizations. I have to believe that St. Vincent Parish and its parishioners have been a strong part of all of that development.
Oh, yes. For starters, because it's been around so long, many community leaders come out of the parish itself, the parish school, and even when St. Vincent and St. Mary's combined. And people notice that a lot of people in hospitals and businesses and education, even public education, came out of that Catholic consciousness that it's important that as followers of Jesus, that we be a part of building the wider community. Other thing I can tell you about there is very active Catholic Charities. There's a Catholic Commission, which emphasizes social justice, most recently emphasizing helping the immigrants come over, for starters, from a few years back, Nepal, and then now Afghanistan, and of course what we're seeing in Israel and the Gaza Strip. Important to say, hey, how do we open up as much as we can and welcome people? There's always been a strong emphasis on immigration in the Akron area, including the latest immigrants. Another thing that has been a part of Akron has been black-white relationships, and important that is. And years ago in Akron, we started a number of people was interfaith, started the Coming Together Project to really look at how do we come together. Even most recently, there's been in our own community and around the country that need to say, hey, we need to foster community, mutual understanding. In fact, we have a black-white conversation that meets on the first Saturday of every month, bringing people together to really hear each other heart-to-heart and better understand each other. While we need to look at programs and policies, absolutely, we also need to understand each other's story, who each other is, and how we're meant to relate with each other.
You know, that kind of coincides. My next question was going to be, St. Vincent de Paul is now very right off downtown, near West Side.
You can walk downtown in 5 minutes.
I know there has been, in that community, neighborhood, you know, resegregation and so forth.
Right.
I don't know, would you describe yourself at a certain point as an inner city parish at this point?
I would say yes, urban parish. They often
urban
use,
parish, yes.
You know, and recognizing in our community, often people don't realize parish is a geographical area, you know, and within that geographical area, there are a number of people, African-American background. There's starting a little more Latino. Obviously, there was, on another side, there was actually one time a more wealthy white community. A lot of those folks have moved out to suburbs. Some of them come back and bring their kids. So, for example, our grade school, preschool through eighth, is about 210 kids. Approximately part of them are people of color, and part of them are white.
Really?
And most the ones who are people of color, somebody said, well, gee, a lot of them are Catholic. Well, we have outreach to them, too. And there's a statement been made around the country with urban schools that, hey, we educate these young people not because they're Catholic, but because we are. And the Catholic Church has a big emphasis on we got to reach out with in the issue of poverty for a lot of poor areas. Well, here, these kids now with Ed Choice being able to come to a Catholic school, we've seen the statistics coming here as opposed to their local public school, much higher percentage go on to high school and graduate, and a much higher percentage go on to college. So it's a long-term issue, but that issue of reducing poverty by giving these kids the kind of situations they get into better positions and jobs.
I have to ask you, as long as we're on the topic of schools, do you, as a pastor, and does the parish have any involvement with Akron St. Vincent St. Mary High School?
Akron St.
Well, you know, I mean, we have to cite LeBron James, but
right,
I mean, no
right,
question
right.
about it. He put it on the map, and
oh, sure.
you know, he still gets introduced at games, you know, from St. Vincent St. Mary. But anyway, do you though, from the standpoint of your community?
We do, and as I said, it became a combination of St. Mary High School and St. Vincent High School, and opened in 1974.
Right.
And so you got those kind of roots and very much an expression about them. For us now, I'm on the board for the school and with others, and some of the others are from our parish, and really emphasizing the vision of Catholic education. And again, it with an area where a number of the students are people of color, not Catholic, but so much promoting, and I think it's wonderful because I'm part of it, to see people, you know, be educated, and people in the wider community, even don't our Catholic look at our parish, look at St. Vincent's, St. Mary High School, and say, that's a great community. They reach out to us. Another thing, they've made me the chaplain of the football team.
Oh, my goodness.
I pray for them. I pray for them win or lose, and they've been doing pretty good this year.
Yeah, right.
And there's just a great spirit. A lot of the teachers come over to our parish building and bring their students. We also have their baccalaureate mass. Other holy day masses can either be in their gym or in our church when the different classes have retreats. Sometimes I'm involved with those, and they also come to church for mass.
Speaking of reaching in the community, I want to point this out while I have a chance. I know you're also chaplain at the First Friday Club of Akron.
Yes.
And maybe we should get a plug-in for the First Friday Club of Akron. But tell us about that and your role as a chaplain
as
well.
Oh, yes. Well, it started, it's at least 15-plus years ago. I know that. And the idea was to bring people together who would be able to foster from their background, their witness, and so forth, some deeper understanding of how to live our Catholic faith in daily life. And so we'd have people from the business community. We'd have people like from Notre Dame and churches around us that would give talks. They were always Catholic-rooted, but open to all. And it's been just such a great variety of the people who've come there and spoken.
And they meet, monthly?
Once a month. They call it First Friday because it is First Friday.
Very
I think
good.
First Friday in Cleveland's on First Thursday.
Yeah, right. They do the Thursday. But First Friday, and it's open to anyone.
Oh, correct? Absolutely. And some of the people that they love to get every year, students from the high school speak
about
their own witness to their faith community. And as I said, you get people who were talking about how their Catholic faith influenced them as a banker or as a lawyer or as a teacher in public schools. And again, some people who've written books around spirituality and faith formation that come and give talks about that. One favorite is a fellow named John Allen.
Yes.
John Allen has come almost every year, and he's very in touch with the Vatican and what's going on there. And every year we kind of get the scoop. We'll be interested to see this year with the whole synod what we might learn from people like him.
Amen. Well, coming up, St. Vincent de Paul in Akron, since 1837, serving the faithful with active ministries on AM 1260, The Rock. You're listening to Where We Worship, featuring St. Vincent de Paul in Akron, soon to be observing its 186th anniversary as a parish on AM 1260, The Rock. And my guest is St. Vincent de Paul in Akron pastor, Father Norm Douglas. And Father Norm, one look at your parish bulletin, there's a lot going on. Highlight for us some of the ministries that you particularly like to feature.
Well, I know in the last few years, we've first of all developed even a stronger parish council that's part of our planning and obviously finance council, but all of that to empower a number of different ministries. We have what we call several commissions, and these commissions are made up of lay people, and I'll share a few of their focus, but in addition, they're a commission that also prays together, that recognizes we need to be grounded in spirituality. And so, for example, I think of, well, a couple of obvious ones, evangelization, which is a way of reaching out to the beyond community. We have the Rite of Christian Initiation of Adults welcoming people in. We have inactive Catholics. We reach out with missions and retreats and some programs some may have heard of, remember the whole thing, but anyway, it's based on Christianity. There's another one called Alpha. They're all programs that people meet regularly over time, several weeks in a row, and have many missions, again, to deepen in their faith in the Lord and in their outreach to the community. Besides those, we have family life. That's so important today. We have pastoral care, whether people are divorced and going through a struggle. Maybe they're somebody who has lost a loved one. There may be some issues in family life where they're dealing with people from the LGBTQ community and need to have a better understanding and care for one another. Also, there's the Social Justice Commission, in which we look at a number of the different issues out there, especially on the issue of race. I think I mentioned before,
right,
we meet monthly with a group coming together on race, and also how we can be a positive influence on race in the wider community. That's what we're looking at now, how we can foster in other parishes and support those conversations that get at the heart of each other.
Sure.
And again, I'm just thinking of the stewardship, worship, buildings and grounds, all of those. So what's neat is they're all run by a layperson. There's usually about 6, 7, 8 in a group that meets monthly. And then there's a liaison from the parish council that all the liaisons come together monthly with the parish council. And they bring what the commissions are doing to kind of connect everything together. So these aren't just different separate outposts in the area, but look at how they can work together with a common vision and common goals.
I ask this in every one of these interviews, and you've answered it almost to a certain degree already, but in this day and age, reaching the youth in our culture, it's got to be a challenge. How do you go about trying to reach the younger people in this culture who dismiss religion, and how's the parish
well,
react?
A couple of things. I think one, we do have some limitations in terms of high school ministry. For example, we had 22 kids graduate from the 8th grade last year. They all went to Catholic high schools. So because of that, we don't get to spend much time with them because they're wrapped up in their, which is good. We get some of them back to help with our 7th and 8th grade retreats and events like that. They'll come. In terms of young adult, yeah, that's still an area to grow in. I know that two programs I mentioned, Christ Life and Alpha, are series. Alpha especially, it's a video series, but there's small groups and everything. It has an appeal to young adults and asking them. But again, it is hard because the other thing, I guess, is they do get drawn to issues like when we talked about the race issue, when we talk about the LGBTQ community and how and whatever else, even with our core values, we still care and reach out to those people. We do have a number of young adults who get drawn to that.
Very good. Very good. Looking at the history of St. Vincent, are there any particular liturgies or traditions during the year, liturgical traditions or anything that are in particular to St. Vincent de Paul?
Well, of course, one, September 27th is the feast of St. Vincent de Paul,
yes,
and we'll
yes.
often have an evening or a meal, and even the Sunday before. We have a special liturgy every July called, the whole week is called Christmas in July.
Oh, really?
And it's also a reason to outreach and provide gifts and food and everything for people in our area who need that even in the summer months. But it's also an issue in which we will sing Christmas carols at Mass
really?
That Sunday.
Really?
You know, and emphasize,
oh,
hey, you know, come all ye faithful, or joy to the world. We need to remember that year round. So that becomes kind of a thing that a lot of people look forward to. Another one that is real key is Memorial Day. We have a cemetery.
We just started
doing a Mass on Memorial Day out at the cemetery. And we have people in that cemetery from 1837, and some of them were in the Civil War, the Spanish-American War, World War I, World War II, Korean War, and Vietnam War are buried there. And we emphasize that and highlight their names and so forth. People are really drawn to that.
I was going to say, we should point out that with these early on parishes in the Diocese of Cleveland, many of them had cemeteries because
yes.
there really weren't any.
Right.
So they established them as St. Vincent
right.
de Paul.
Or another thing early on, some of them, there were some there, but some, if they were started by the wider community, which tended to have, and I'm not putting this down, a more Protestant emphasis, that Catholics weren't allowed in at one
that's
time.
That's right.
Blacks
right.
weren't allowed in at one
right.
time.
Right. Well,
thankfully, in the last decades, that's different.
Right. Very good. How can someone learn more about St. Vincent de Paul in Akron, Father Norm, and your liturgies and ministries and so forth? What's the best way to reach you?
Probably one of the best things is online. And by the way, that's interesting. When you say online, we also reach some young adults and so forth.
Mm-hmm.
We've done a lot. We have a social media. We're on Facebook. Again, whether it's Facebook or even our website would be St. Vincent, ST, stvincentchurch.com. So it's stvincentchurch.com. And again, on Facebook. And we get a a lot of people that will reach us there. And we have a big sign out in the yard, and we're on a main thoroughfare from west side of Akron to downtown, and a big sign there that usually we have different things going on. We may have some humorous but faith-filled kind of things for people to see and be aware of us.
Well, very good. Well, you've been listening to Where We Worship. This is your host, Bob Tayak. This presentation featuring St. Vincent de Paul Parish in Akron, Where We Worship, a production of AM 1260 St. Peter the Rock Radio, focusing on the essential aspects of community worship and participation in our Catholic life, and is written in the Gospel of St. Matthew, chapter 2. Prayer as a community is essential for our spiritual growth and personal well-being. God does not intend for us to bear our crosses alone.
Thank you for listening to Where We Worship with host Bob Tayak, presented by AM 1260 The Rock and the Catholic Diocese of Cleveland. If you missed any part of today's show, you can listen to the program in its entirety by going to our website, am1260therock.com, and clicking the On Demand tab.
The preceding program was a production of St. Peter the Rock Media and is brought to you by you. If you liked it, consider making a donation and supporting Catholic radio programming on AM 1260 The Rock.
Click on the orange donate button at am1260therock.com.